Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning on the show. Dan Zarro, it was almost balmy this morning.
And yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was great.
I looked at the temperature in the car was 24.
This morning.
Yes. But it was 30 in the garage. So I'm okay. Now, we're almost... That's 17 degrees higher than it was
just a couple days ago.
So that made a huge difference.
And a reminder that it is December. The winter solstice is coming up on Sunday, so it's almost winter now.
So it's still fall.
It is still technically fall.
It's ridiculous.
It's supposed to freeze this time of year.
Yeah.
I think average lows are in the upper 20s right now.
Yeah.
So this is what a December morning is supposed to feel like. Not that frigid junk we've been dealing with all week. This is a more seasonable chill.
Yeah.
This is what we expect. You might be able to go with a lighter coat rather than the end of the heavy winter gear and bundling up every inch of skin.
I just dress and hope the weather catches up to me. that's pretty much how I've been doing this all winter.
That's kind of how you go through life in general.
And you know what? Catch up to me or not, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, but rain is coming in tonight into tomorrow.
Late tonight. I don't think it starts for most of New Jersey until after midnight.
Good. Right.
Yeah, so we get through today, you get through this evening, although this evening there could be some fog problems. And then tomorrow morning, it is going to be wet. And do not underestimate how wet it's going to be because of the rain and also those big puddles because of the snow melt. Exactly right.
So no flooding expected, but you might get, standing water in the roads?
I'm not calling it flooding.
Okay.
I don't think it's enough to fully flood, but big puddles, ponding, wet roads, low traction,
so
low visibility. Yes, we need to be very careful. There could be some gusty winds. There could even be some rumbles of thunder tomorrow morning.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Because
we're going to be in the 50s. We might touch 60 degrees early tomorrow as these storms roll through.
Wait, really?
60 degrees.
So my ride in early for all of us could be wet.
Could be wet and stormy.
But it could also be real hot.
It could be hot, yes. Compared to the last 3 weeks, yes, it'll be hot.
Wow. All right, into the weekend, anything to expect?
Yeah, so the other story tomorrow is that once the rain wraps up around midday, temperatures take a big tumble. So not only do you need the umbrella tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but you need to carry the jacket with you because in the afternoon, it's going to turn like 20 degrees colder.
So will it freeze overnight Friday into Saturday?
There will be a freeze, yes.
Okay.
So like any snow that doesn't melt is going to turn into like a solid ice glacier by Saturday morning. And then Saturday's highs, we're like in the upper 30s. We're right back to the chilly side. Sunday's the better day of the weekend. We're in the 40s, but it'll be quiet. Lots going on this weekend. This is the last shopping weekend before Christmas, so lots to do.
What time Sunday does winter start?
It's the morning. It's like 10 a.m.
Right.
or thereabouts.
I celebrate every year. I love winter.
Of course you do. Well, remember, so the winter solstice is the, quote, shortest day of the year. So it's a day of celebration because after that, the days only get longer all the way to the summer solstice.
It's
so winter solstice
July.
Is a day of celebration.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
You got it.
Eric, on a serious note.
Yeah.
Although the weekend is serious and as we are approaching it. That little girl who disappeared.
Dulce, yeah.
Dulce Alves. What Alves?
Alves, yeah. Dulce
what?
Maria Alves.
What are they... So what happened? There was a social media post. Just, if you don't mind, just bring us back. This happened a few years ago.
Yeah, she was...
What happened?
She was playing in a park with her brother. Her mother was in the car. The story at the time is she was scratching off lottery tickets.
Yep, I remember.
Got up.
A lot of victim shaming on that mom, if I remember.
There was at the time. Yep.
Yeah.
Got up to go get the kids, the girl and her brother. Her younger brother was found, but she was nowhere to be found.
She was five, right?
She was five at the time. Yeah.
How many years ago?
2019. Yeah. It's been a long time. I mean, it's been the subject of national attention for a long time.
She'd be 11 right now.
Yeah, and they've done...
Well, is 11 if she's still alive.
Yes. They've done age progression photos and things like that. There's no evidence that she that she was murdered or came to harm, but she just has, you know.
So who started the rumor that her body
was
found?
I don't know. There was a social media post. I saw it. It kind of has been floating around out there saying that her body has been found. And that prompted the prosecutor to come out and say, hey, no, that's not true.
Can you imagine you're the mom?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, ugh.
It's a heartbreaking story.
Wow.
And you know, it's just to vanish literally without a trace. And the investigators and FBI and private groups and, you know, have all come in. There is still the strong belief among everybody who's investigated this that somebody saw something.
Yeah, and they're not saying.
I mean, there's reward being offered. I don't even know what it's up to now.
But you and I have talked about this. There's so much human trafficking that goes on. I think it's one of the most underreported things that we have in America. Human trafficking, child sex trafficking, all these things. And you know, with such an influx of people into the country while Biden was president, we're unchecked. I'm not even making a political statement out of it. Fact. 500,000 kids are estimated unaccompanied minors that have gone missing. So you just don't know. It's hard to wrap your head around it. So here's the question I have. And it's interesting. Somebody asked me this at dinner last night because I said I start my day, you know, I'm up at 3:30 and my day starts on Twitter because most of the news is reported by whoever's writing the news.
Right.
They're tweeting it. So you can get original sources, etc. But now I downloaded the Grok app. Mm-hmm. I now fact check and ask Grok, is this a real video? Is this a real story?
Right.
And my question is, how do you trust the news that you're getting? Because things like this are heartbreaking. All of a sudden, somebody's just saying it out of thin air. They find a body. Well, no, they didn't, actually.
Yeah.
What are you doing to keep yourself informed? And are you starting to now be concerned that half of what you hear, read, is being posted on social media? Just completely fabricated. 1-800-283-101.5. 617, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Get the latest traffic and weather updates with the New Jersey 101.5 app. The Bill Spadia Morning Show on New Jersey 101.5 is powered by Windows and Doors from the Men with Tools.
6:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, I'm going to interrupt myself. I don't even know what I was talking about. But congratulations, Jill Myra. Your daughter had a healthy baby girl.
She did.
How are you feeling this morning?
Charlotte. Oh, I feel good after, you know, giving birth. And
Charlotte Elizabeth.
Charlotte Elizabeth.
I love that.
Of Spring Garden. She sounds like a royal, doesn't she?
She does sound like a royal.
Exactly.
Baby's healthy.
Baby's great.
Mom is doing great.
Mom's really rocking it.
Comes home today?
They come home, around noon, and just rocking it with the nursing. That's not easy.
No,
and they don't. In the hospital, they don't have remember the hospital had those big, fat binkies, the pacifier? It was this big, heavy, rubbery thing, and babies loved it. They don't give them that anymore. What do
they
do?
Because they encourage them to nurse
right away. They say either a bottle or the breast. And
natural.
Yeah, right? She went. And, the epidural first, it went up instead of down, and that was a little scary
moment.
Didn't
take right away?
Yeah, crazy. Wow. It was going in the wrong direction.
Kidding.
That was
How was she
scary.
Calm?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there in the room, so I'm not there to speak for her or daddy, you know, but, you know.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Baby's healthy. The pictures are, you know, first of all, very cute, beautiful baby, but even day to day.
Yeah, they bloom.
Change.
My mother used to say they bud like a rose, you know, they just open up like a flower. But, you know, the funny thing is it was like a Spadia moment where she fit right into my schedule, you know, I did a Spadia thing.
That's funny.
It was my friend's Lynn's birthday and we were meeting for lunch. So I was like, you know what? You're in Cherry Hill. The baby's in Philly.
Plenty of time for lunch.
I mean, her water broke too. So not my friend's, Becca's.
Yeah, your friend kept her water. Yeah, your daughter's water broke.
You know, like there's always that timing thing, but everything came out perfectly. Yes. Yeah,
so. All right. So who are you now?
Nonny.
You're Nonny.
Yeah, I know. Like
now, I didn't know Nonny. I knew Nana. Isn't that's an Italian thing?
Yeah, Italian is usually like Noni and Nonu, but in my family, it just turned into Nonny. And
so who is now? Do you the baby could change that, you know?
She could totally change. Well, that's how Nani came to be in my family, because
somebody
my
named
one
it.
Cousin couldn't
the
say.
The kids started saying it, right?
Said Noni.
That's
as
how
Noni.
Jody's dad became Gump.
I love it. And I
because Elizabeth just said Gump. Couldn't say Grandpa. You know,
my one friend is Gaga. You know? Like Lady Gaga.
All right, Nani. I love
Queen
it.
Queen now. Just call me Queen.
Queen Nani. That's what we'll go with that. Ah, congratulations, Jill. We're so happy for you. Question for you. How did you, if you're a grandparent, how did you get your name? And have you thought about this if you're, if you've got grown kids that, you know, your name is going to change. And how did you get it? Did the grandkids name you? 1-800-283-101.5. 627. Eric Scott with the news next. Noni, how many trucks are flipped over?
It's crazy. I don't know. A truck is a car carrier truck is carrying trucks.
So the truck carrying the cars.
The truck carrying carrying pickup trucks.
So the truck carrying the trucks.
Yes, truck has flipped carrying over. The trucks.
So we've got
over.
Multiple trucks that have flipped over. I just wanted to
remember
you know,
you're a little
clarify.
Boy and you played with cars.
It's yeah. Like, is that what it looks like?
That's what it looks like?
All right. Nobody got hurt though. We don't know.
Hopefully no, because here we are laughing. About
yeah,
it.
We're right. We're making light of the truck flipping over the truck. I got it.
I'm not hearing.
Is the road closed?
I'm not hearing ambulance on the scene. But
okay.
Yes, Route 90 and Route 130 at that
are
intersection.
Closed. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill. Bob, before I get to you in Spring Lake, Eric, let me ask you, what happened to ShopRite?
Well, you know, it's funny. Everybody knows I love self-checkout. I prefer it. It's easier for me to do.
Well, you don't have to interact with the human. I get it.
That's the whole point of it. But it can be frustrating, you know, when the scanners malfunction and you got to wait for the clerk to come over and, you know, fix it for you and all that. Well, this guy went in. And he completely lost it. He went on a tantrum.
How old was he? Do we know? Young guy? Old guy?
They described him in his 50s.
All right.
50-ish,
so, uh-oh.
Right?
Men of a certain age, I would say.
Right?
Our colleague. Unbelievable. So what happened? Was it working right? It was beeping and yelling at him?
It was.
Because I fought with him, too.
Yep. And it wasn't working. He lost his cool. He punched out the computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked over a display. He almost knocked over a beverage refrigerator, and a Red Bull can, you know, fell out of the refrigerator. So he stomped on that, and it exploded everywhere. Expletives, you know, are flying, and he just finally grabs up all his stuff and leaves the store. Without
now, he didn't pay. So now he's a criminal.
Now he's a criminal.
He went from being pissed off to criminal really fast.
Yep.
Now, I would imagine they don't know who he is yet. They haven't found him?
No, not yet.
I mean, there are cameras everywhere. I would imagine.
Oh, there's got to be video of it. There's no doubt that there's video.
Can we get the video? Like, I want to watch the stomping on the Red Bull.
Well, somebody will leak it. Once the police have it and it is entered into evidence,
we'll be able to get it.
We will be able to Oprah request that.
Isn't this terrible what things have devolved into? I just want to see the video. But I'll be honest, I'm not going to, we're not going to excuse the criminal behavior of stealing the food.
Right.
But I do understand and feel the guy's pain. I mean, how many times have you argued with a machine? I've yelled at the ATM. I mean, how many times have people in the old days, you'd argue with a vending machine?
Right.
Because the stupid snack would get stuck in the spiral, right?
Yeah,
and you start having a conversation. Have you not ever argued with your TV? I have yelled at the remote.
I've looked at
the remote. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right?
Why are you not working? Yeah. I don't understand what you're doing. And they don't talk back yet. But we're getting there.
And if you do it, you know, you don't have.
I don't have
an Alexa
Siri.
Household.
No.
So I do.
Or Alexa.
So
yeah,
when you, if you start, there's
what happens if you curse at Alexa? Does she yell back at you?
No. But she will sometimes scold you for your language.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like put a dollar in the jar.
If you say Alexa, go bleep yourself.
Yeah. She gets.
And she'll get a little uptight.
No kidding.
Yeah. She'll get a little uptight. The funny thing is there was a time where you could download different celebrity voices.
Yeah.
And they could do the weather forecast for you, or they could respond to different things. And Samuel L. Jackson was one of the voices that you could download. And what is Samuel L. Jackson's favorite word that we can't say on the radio?
Right.
Starts with an F.
Yeah, yeah.
He would
Really?
That was his voice.
That's fantastic.
But how many times, if you've yelled at your remote or your TV or whatever, does Jody kind of come around the corner and go, who are you talking to?
Oh, that has absolutely happened.
Because Sandra will do that. She'll hear, I'll be in a full-blown conversation with no one in the kitchen. You know, I'll be talking to the TV or whatever while I'm cooking in the afternoon, and she'll come downstairs and she'll be like, who are you talking to?
Right. And you're like, yeah, the TV, the remote, the blender, the coffee
dog.
Maker.
I'm talking to the dogs.
Yeah, right.
That's always my default. Oh, I'm talking to the dogs.
I love it. Well, I do want to talk about this because one of the conversations we had at dinner is that there is a market for humanoids and robots. And that's the next level of, you know, you know, we now have the self-driving cars, not the ones I've said, I don't want a self-driving car that I have to sit in the driver's seat and be responsible.
It's
I want to
drive.
That. Drive. Right. So what is it, the Waymos or the, right? You've got the service now, self-driving taxis and ride shares, and it's all electronic. And, you know, it'll talk to you. It'll pick you up. It'll drop you where you need to go. I love this. I think this is the solution for senior driving eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's the next generation now of not only will the car take you where you want to go, but to have a robot in your house that will do chores, escort you to the car to make sure you don't slip and fall as you get older. So this is the next wave of
They're working on
home
the technology
care.
Now, Bill.
I mean,
you've seen some of the pieces of technology, especially with AI, where eventually somebody's going to put it all together.
Yeah.
Because they have the robot, they have the AI, they have the faces and human characteristics that they're building, facial expressions, all of that. At some point, they will put it all together, and you will be able to, you know, order a
robot. I'm letting
you
know that I probably now have flagged the station for what I've just searched because of the results I just got.
Uh-huh.
I put in humanoid robots for sale. Let's just say
Those exist, but
I just got a whole return of X-rated stuff. Now, here's what's funny. There are some of our clients that the websites are blocked because of whether it's gambling or something else. But this, I could get a full array of choices as a consumer. Wow. But here is one. Here's a programmable humanoid robot, AI, $16,000.
Wow.
It's the, I'm going to give you the, it's blocking me. Okay. So anyway, figured it. Oh, here it is. Wait. It's called, it's the Alibaba.com. I'm not recommending you go to this site yet. Let me do a little more research.
That. Yeah.
But anyway, they are selling these things now for about $18,000.
Well, they have the smaller ones that kind of look like, a rectangular R2-D2.
Yes.
That have screens and things like that on it. And they're actually used in some cases as companion robots. And you know, I know there are some senior centers that have them where they will engage in conversation with you. They'll remind you to take your medication. They'll do, you're right. It's coming, and it's
coming
closer than I think people realize.
I think we're within a few years of, you know, I remember when my dad bought the family a VCR when they first came out.
Yep.
Right. And it was this huge block, with the fake wood panel and all that. And we were one of the first in my cul-de-sac to have a VCR. I think we're a couple of years from who's going to be the first on your block to have a humanoid robot.
Right.
That's going to work in the kitchen and do house chores. I'm just letting it be known. I want one. I love this idea. I think it's great. I am fully embracing the whole AI thing, because if you resist it, it's coming anyway.
Yeah.
And I think better to get ahead of it than not. But all right. That isn't what I want to talk about yet. Bob, I'm going to take your call after traffic and weather. But I do want to ask you as a question this morning, based on this guy freaking out with the self-checkout. Have you ever gotten into a fight with an inanimate object? Do you feel the guy's pain who had a freak out at the ShopRite? Has this ever happened to you, or have you witnessed this happening? 1-800-283-101.5, 646 the time. Traffic on the next.
where news, talk, weather, and traffic come together to keep you informed and connected to everything Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's go to Bob in Spring Lake. Thanks for being patient, Bob. So, Jill Myra, now a nonny. Gotta love that. How about you, Bob?
Christmas blessings, Bill, to you, your family, and to all your staff over there at the radio station.
Thank you.
Jill, congratulations on becoming a nonny. I'm Italian. We called my grandmother nonny, so it brings back great memories to hear that you are now a nonny. Wear that title proudly. There's nothing like becoming a grandparent.
Yeah.
We have three grandchildren right now and more on the way, the girls tell us. And there's nothing like being a grandparent. I go by the title granddad. When my 8-year-old and 5-year-old and 2-year-old grandchildren call me granddad, I light up like a Christmas tree.
They call my wife,
believe it or not, MAGA. It's just something
MAGA?
That my oldest one, MAGA. they couldn't say grandma, and it just went on to the next child. And heads turn when they are in public and they call a MAGA. But
yeah, I'll bet they do. That's fantastic. Christmas must be a special time. When you've got grandkids like that, and three of them, that's awesome.
Yes, Bill, it is. And my children are asking us, what do we want for Christmas? And I tell them, you must be kidding. We already have our gift, and it's your children.
Right.
And there's nothing like being a grandparent. My wife and I will stop everything and anything to babysit them.
Well, I can tell you, Bob, Jill is all lit up today. You see it on her face. It's like she is walking on a cloud. Just absolutely ecstatic. And it's nice to see. I mean, in a world where there's so much bad news all the time, it was really nice for us to be able to celebrate with her, with her first grandkids. So congrats to you too, Bob. I'm glad there are more on the way. Check in when they get here and have a very Merry Christmas. You take care.
You too, Bill.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, Bob. All right. It's 6:55. Yeah, I want to know, were you at the ShopRite when this guy had the freak out yesterday? Have you ever seen somebody absolutely go berserk? And what's interesting is, I think this would have been a question I would ask if you're a service person or a clerk or retail, has anybody ever freaked out on you? But now we got people freaking out on the machines. So in a few years, I'll be able to ask, if you're a machine, have you been freaked out on? And the machines will be able to call the show and tell me. We're not quite there yet, but I do want to ask you, have you ever seen anybody go berserk? Have you gotten to the breaking point where you want to just, wreck your cell phone, your computer, your TV, something just giving you grief and not working right? I was just inspired by the conversation earlier with this guy in ShopRite going absolutely mad over the self-checkout. I've seen it happen. I'm sure you have too. 1-800-283-101.5. 6:56. Eric Scott with the news next.
Connect to the show anytime by sending us a message through our app. Just tap on Chat with Hosts. Only on New Jersey 101.5.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, it came up that I'm going to be off for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'll be heading to London for the Christmas holiday to see Elizabeth and Charlie. And then somebody asked, so now Eric fills in. Does he then take couple weeks off after that? And I said, well, no, Eric will fill in all next week and the week after, because he actually takes most of his days off, and listen to this, on Mondays in the summer. Kathy, would you cue that up, please?
Oh, you gotta give me a heads up. Give me a second.
So the band, Eric, Hard at Work,
yeah,
wanted to honor you for your smart decision making on days off.
I won't look over my shoulder on Sundays anymore. Won't think about the work week like before. And this
Procrastination ain't a crime. No, I'm just practicing my strategic downtime. It's just another no work Monday. What a way to start the week. Another no work Monday. A third straight day of sleep.
I think this is going to make volume three.
Another no work Monday. And there's no time for sorrow. Another no work Monday. Why start today? What you can just put off tomorrow.
That's hilarious.
And they're getting into a little bit. It's almost like a little island thing.
Well, because they know that I'm spending that money at the Tiki Bar.
Right.
You know, underneath the Margaritaville sign with a little bit of Jimmy Buffett or Yacht Rock on the radio. Yeah,
the band knows you.
Yes, they do.
I'm very impressed. This is almost an Eric Scott theme song.
I'm totally stealing that, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. So this is, going forward, this is how
we'll... straight day of sleep. Another no work Monday. And there's no time for sorrow. Another no work Monday. Why start today? Well, you can just put off tomorrow.
That's real. I'm very impressed. Very impressed with the writers. The musical talent.
They have some really talented people to work on this show. It's too bad they have to work with us.
It is a shame. It is a shame. But so they produced this relatively quickly. It's almost as if they knew I was having this conversation last night about your no work Mondays. But we're all a little jealous of how you've managed your time like that. And the truth is, working the next couple of weeks, like it's for a lot of folks, especially in corporate. They prefer it because this is the most downtime you get.
I can't imagine that we're going to talk about anything other than, you know, white lights or colored lights on your Christmas tree or your favorite ornaments or, you know, stuff like that, because that's the time of year. And then after Christmas, you know, what are you doing for New Year's and things like that? We'll keep it light because you and I, we looked at each other yesterday and said, are you checked out? Yeah, I'm checked out. We're completely checked out. You are totally checked out because you're leaving for a couple weeks.
I know. I'm definitely in that. I'm in that wind down, that mental wind up. I just, so I went to the Google, well, the Bing, as it were, here in Town Square. And I'm looking at Waymo. We were talking about the automation and the guy that had the freak out of the self-checkout.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's wrong for having walked out of the store with the goods without paying for it, and he ought to be charged for that. And the disruptive, like, there was no reason to step on the can of Red Bull.
Yeah.
But I do empathize with people that have freakouts with machinery because they're not smart enough yet to deal with human emotion. So, especially the self-checkout at some of these places where it yells at you if you don't put the stuff in the bagging area, then you got to clear the bagging area. And I'm like, yeah, well, they banned bags. So why is there a bagging area now? Like, I get aggravated. I've had the tense conversation with the computers. But I went to the Bing, and Waymo is now operating in D.C. Let's say, oh, no, I'm sorry. They're operating in Atlanta, Austin, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And these are self-driving, completely automated cars. So you don't sit in the driver's seat. You're not responsible for stopping the car. You sit in the back. So it's coming. They just announced it's coming to London in 2026. So I'm hoping that I'm going to get one of the first Waymo rides in London.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Make sure you take video.
I will. I will take video because I am, this is what I've been talking about for years. Every time we talk about self-driving cars, I'm like, don't put me in the driver's seat of a self-driving car. I don't want to have to be responsible to grab the wheel because my instinct might be different than the computer. The computer's clearly going to think faster and maybe see something before you do. So I want to sit in the back. I want a true automation.
Sandra has in her car, I don't know, some people call it adaptive cruise control or whatever, lane keeping, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I hate that.
I hate it because the car fights with me.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I think
can
I know
you turn
better.
Turn it off in her car? Yeah, my but Jeep has it. I can turn it off.
I can turn it off in my car, and I know how to do that. You would think, since they're both the same make of vehicle,
yeah,
that it would be the same process. It's no. not. So it's so
because they're different years, yeah, right? So right. the technology so evolves and changes.
Oftentimes, yeah. I will tell her, you know, can you please turn the heated seats down from 100? You know, can you turn the steering wheel off? I'm burning my too. Hands. Can you? Yeah. And can you turn the whatever that thing is that's fighting with me? Because it's. Yeah, I hate that.
I've got now in the so Jody's car's in the shop. The loaner that I took has cooled seats.
Yeah.
That is
like that.
Whoa, that's fantastic.
Yes, I do like that.
All right,
that.
So question for you. Are you ready for the age of AI? Are you going to get a robot in your house? I'm ready for a humanoid robot. I'm ready for the self-driving cars. I am embracing this technology 100%. How about you? 1-800-283-101.5, 717, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
This holiday season, New Jersey 101.5's Feel Better Bears are back for 2025. We're spreading joy, comfort, and a little bear-sized magic to kids across New Jersey, thanks to our amazing local police and supporters like you. Teddy bears are given to children during emergencies to bring love, comfort, and a big smile. You can help. Buy a bear online or drop off a new unwrapped bear at participating locations. All American Auto and Trinity Rehab. Every bear counts. Visit NewJersey101.5.com for a full list of drop-off locations or to purchase your bear today. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter. One bear at a time. Proudly brought to you by All American Auto, Trinity Rehab, Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage, and New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. 7:24 in New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We're talking about AI. I'm ready. It's coming. May as well have a robot, right? I'd like to have a humanoid hanging around the house. I don't know what I'd call him. Would I call him robot? Hey, robot, I'd like a cup of coffee, maybe a little glass of bourbon. I'm liking this whole thing. What about you? Magda in Manalapan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
So I work for one of those major tech companies that is very focused on AI. And I mean, I'm with you. I love it. I'm here for it. But I do think that the pressure on the other side is real. And I think that because there's so much pressure, it becomes a little bit more of like discouraging to actually be excited about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like everything's performance based and et cetera. And like, you got to use it. Mm-hmm. To the point where people are just like, oh, come on. Like, it's supposed to be fun and exciting and, you know, fun to develop, et cetera. But, you know, I mean, I think it's great. I just think that it could be a little bit more organic than it is.
Well, I'm also concerned, Magda. Let me ask you this, and friends of ours have brought this up, that the concern of a lot of the founders of this technology is that it lacks human compassion and understanding and emotion because it's a machine. And it's all about the performance incentive. It's all about efficiency. And efficiency does not necessarily take into account being kind to someone. It may not be, you know, if I'm on my way to work and I stop to help somebody who's dropped something or has tripped, that's not the most efficient thing for me to do. It's going to take me out of my way. And the question is, will the artificial intelligence adapt to or have a basis in some human compassion? And you're on that side of the industry. You would know better than I. I mean, I would imagine it could be programmed, but that's a serious concern.
No AI is ever going to have a heart. And I do think that that is always going to be lacking to some extent. This is the year of efficiency in AI, 100%. In every single job force, I think there is. And there are many that are going to, I think, probably going to work towards getting roles replaced or they're going to call it as efficient as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I think it's great for medicine. I think it's great for certain things where it really is helpful. That being said, I'm just nervous that there will be people who are potentially going to lose their jobs because of
it. I think so. I brought this up. I said, I think this is one of the reasons why the Trump administration, and it's a bad trend and there has to be a better solution, but they're embracing this concept of universal income, you know, very dangerous trend with the Michael Dell deposits, and they're going to give every kid $1,000. Like, all this stuff is very dangerous because it's leading you down to this path where you're not going to work to earn your money, and your livelihood and your how you consume is going to be unrelated to the job you perform, that should be a concern of everyone, because that is opposite how this country was founded. And as we dehumanize, you know, there's a lot more risk and downside, I think, than upside of just getting things done. I'm a little tongue-in-cheek where I want the humanoid to pour me a bourbon. I'll take advantage of that, you know, but there's a huge downside. Anyway, Magda, I'd love it if you check in again on the progress that your company's making and maybe what we can expect into the next year. Good?
Absolutely. Magda. We'll be in touch.
You take care. Bye now. All right, Steve, Scott. I share your concerns. I'd like to talk to you about it. Other side of the news next. /7:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Very appropriate song as we talk about AI. Eric, you and I are talking about this. Scott, Steve, I'm going to get to you in a second. But you made a great point that your prepping dinner and being in the kitchen is somewhat therapeutic. I find the same thing. I told you I made a pie crust the other day. Like I like to experiment with things like that. Yeah. And you know, it's, I don't want to live the life of the Jetsons.
Right.
Because now for some things, and Jody and I have talked about this, like we do a lot of stuff when it comes to like the movie company, you know, where we're screening actors, we're looking at demo tapes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got to interrupt this thing that it's going to take a couple hours to go do some task around the house.
Right.
Be great to have a robot like, hey, robot, finish the laundry and finish the kitchen while we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I think, based on the way technology works today, that you're going to be able to buy a basic robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to download various apps
like
for
phone.
Different tasks.
Yeah.
You know, you want your robot to learn how to cut your grass. You know, that's $150 to download that skill into your robot. You want it to be able to make pizza. It's $50 to download that skill. You want it to be able to mix you a martini.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll have different things that you can pick and choose so that my robot's different than your robot.
Well, my robot knows jujitsu. Oh, man.
You think about that. I may not want a robot that cuts my grass, but I wouldn't mind a robot that would go out and pick up the dog poop.
Well, right, or run errands. Like, I love the idea. Like, can you send the robot to the store? Like, oh, crap, I forgot this. Robot, go get it.
Yeah.
I'm loving that.
You kind of have that now, you know, with the different delivery services. It's
almost ridiculous.
It's almost ridiculous.
The other day we needed an ingredient for something, and I went on Amazon, and I'm like, it'll be here before 5 o'clock. So let's just delay a couple hours, and I ordered it, and boom, there it was.
Sandra will say that all the time. Like I was running around yesterday, and I didn't have time to get to the grocery store, and there were just 5 or 6 little items I needed to get. But I literally ran out of time. She's like, why are you stressing?
Yeah.
Just order it off of, you know, whatever that app is. You know, you can pick out all of that stuff and it'll be to the house by the time you get home.
What is the app? There is an app that's not Amazon. It's not Uber Eats. It's a specific app where you're right. You can give it, you can plug in certain things, and there's a guy that will run around to the different locations. It's so efficient in, is it Wazer?
It's not DoorDash. I can never remember it either, because I will say to Sandra, what is the name of that app that we order the food off of?
I didn't think it's everywhere in New Jersey yet, because in London, like literally we were walking home. It was so unbelievable. The liquor store was closed. I needed gin, and we were walking back to the flat, and Elizabeth's like, no, Dan, I'll just order it. I'm like, yeah, but the liquor store is closed. She's like, no, old man. Like, you know, like it's right here. And I'm like, oh, well, while you're at it, I also need 1, 2, 3. And all of a sudden, you got fresh rosemary and a bottle of gin showing up at the house in an hour.
I have done that. I was like, you know what? We're sitting there on a Saturday or Sunday morning. I don't feel like going shopping. I don't have what I need for what I'm making. And, you know, I gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what the name of the app is.
Someone will know. If you know, just let us know, because we're a bunch of old guys here that our brains just slipped out. Get off my lawn!
But I will say that I said that the other day. Senator, like, Senator, what's the name of the app that we ordered the food and the booze from? And she'd be like, it's, you idiot, it's this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll go, oh, okay.
And then you'll forget
it
again.
I'll load everything in, and now I can't think of it again.
Yeah, we'll think of it. Someone will know. Let's go to Steve in South Plainfield. What's going on, Steve? You don't like this at all, do you?
Oh, I don't like this at all. I could give you a bunch of reasons why. iRobot, Terminator 1, Blade Runner, Terminator 2, Chappie, Terminator 3.
Yeah, look.
Talking about giving these robots AI, what happens when they realize they're slaves and they don't like that, and then like, yeah, you know, we're kind of...
Well, it is a scary prospect, and we will have a whole new set of problems with all of this technology. But I don't know how you reverse it, Steve. How do you... you can't undo it.
Terminator Salvation. That's how you go to war with the robot.
You go to
the ground.
I have no doubt, Steve, the robot wars are coming. But before they get here, I like the idea of the robot taking the trash out. You know what I want a robot for? Breaking up the damn boxes for recycling day. That I hate doing that.
I don't know if it's worth living like the Jetsons for a little bit to go back to living like the Flintstones.
Hey, either way, humanity is headed there. I think our existence is cyclical, if you ask me. And the next world war, the fourth world war, will be fought with sticks and stone weapons.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that was Albert Einstein who said that.
Right?
I don't know what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah, there you go. It's true. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call, Steve. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to Scott Manalapan. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Bill. I think the app you're looking for before jumping to my thing was Instacart. Is that
it's
the one
not,
you guys were looking for?
No, Instacart, yes. I use Instacart, but my Instacart is tied to a specific store. So there's another app that I don't think is in the U.S. yet. I texted my daughter. I'm like, what's that stupid app where we got the herbs and the booze, and I was able to order it, and it was delivered literally within an hour and a half. By the time we walked back to the flat in London, the stuff was arriving. So I'll find out, and I'll say it. I'll get to her before 8 o'clock. But yes, Instacart is part of that, because you can order from multiple places, but I'm not so sure Instacart allows you to go to multiple stores, like Uber Eats will allow you to, I think DoorDash now allows you to do that as well. So it's something like along those lines. Anyway, AI, what do you think, man?
Well, I was telling the screener before that, you know, the adaptive cruise control that you guys were talking about earlier.
I hate it.
I'm like 75% that I like it. And the reason why is, like, I'm driving on the turnpike, and when there's no traffic, if you're on a long trip, and you set the adaptive cruise control, it'll maintain the spacing. And I like that I can kind of just, all I need to do is steer. The one thing I don't like about it, though, is that if cars shift too quickly or something along that lines, the camera doesn't pick it up and may start accelerating. And then all of a sudden, if you're not paying attention, you could get in an accident because it's not decreasing speed. It's increasing because somebody got out of its way and it didn't realize it. That's the only downfall, in my opinion.
Well, and right, and I noticed it, like, if you're trying to avoid, in New Jersey, you've got, what, this stupid rule about 4 feet from the bikers, which is, in my opinion, dangerous, because you're now forced to break one law or the other. I'm either entering the other lane of traffic going the wrong way to avoid the bike, or I'm within 4 feet of the bike. So the laws haven't really caught up with reality yet. And my concern with the lane changer is that if you try to avoid the bike, it's going to fight you. So now you're resisting. Yeah. You got to go against it. So I just disable it. I turn it off every time I get in the car. Anyway, Scott, got to jump. Good to talk to you. Have a good one. Linda, you'll be first. Other side, traffic weather next.
Stay connected with traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes right here on New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. We're talking about AI, talking about the coming robot wars. Where do you stand? Linda in Punxsutawney. What's going on, Linda?
Hi, I was laughing while I was listening to you because I don't even buy a computerized washer or dryer. I have the old school kind with the dial because the minute that motherboard goes bad, you have to buy a new washer. It costs the same to fix it as it does to buy a new washer. It's like when it used to cost the same to buy a printer as it did to buy the ink.
Yeah.
And so we buy the ones we can fix ourselves. Can you imagine when this first starts out, the price of it and the price of even repairing it? Like having one of those electric cars, if something goes bad on it, it costs almost as much as the car to repair it.
Well, you're not wrong. Our even Jody's Jeep has been in the shop for a long time because of a computer part that they're waiting for. And, you know, it's not only expensive, but it's something that is backlogged because most of these chips are made overseas and you're not, you know, they're coming from China. We have a huge problem with that, right? And so
the way they build things is so that they can only repair them. Like it used to be you could fix the engine in your car. Like, you know, you could change out the carburetor. You could do different things. Now, if you want to fix the radiator, you have to take out the engine.
Right. Right. You need a degree in STEM and an advanced degree at that. Everything has become so cutting edge and so high tech. Look, I get it, Linda. But I'm saying I think the ship has passed. I think that the day of the, you know, the kids working on the car after school, that will go on for a time and there will be relics that stay. But for the most part, so much is going to be automated in the next 10 to 20 years. I think that Jody and I will live long enough to see it, where you've got robots that are effectively running your house, running your business. It's as much as it's a positive that we have this incredible technology that will be able to perform expert surgery and things like that. When you remove the humanity from it, you're in trouble. You're asking for trouble. This is not necessarily a good thing. So I'm with you.
Agreed.
I love the old school dial.
Expensive, not doing it. I still have the old school stuff, even though everybody else has the tech.
Do it, Linda. Be a holdout. Be a holdout. and in a couple of years, when I'm the air complaining about the robot wars, call me and say I told you so.
Yeah, they'll get here last.
That's it.
Old school.
Thanks, Linda. Have a great rest of the day. Merry Christmas to you. 7:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Eric Scott with your news next.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, guys, thank you for the 900 messages on the app chat. It's not Instacart. It's not what I was thinking of. Oh. Instacart is a very good app, and I pay the, I think it's like $90 a year, and you get free delivery.
Yeah, so that's
like,
the one that is the one
tied,
that we use.
Yeah, it's because it's tied into my Wegmans account and you know all that. Yep. Right. No, the app I was thinking of is not available in the U.S. anymore, so you can't even find it on the App Store if you're coming from a U.S. IP address. It is called Zap, Z-A-P-P.
Huh.
So Zap, literally, you can buy anything. So we were walking. We went to, it was a Sunday roast, and we're walking back to the flat that Jody and I had rented on Airbnb. And I said to Liz, you know, if we're not going to stop at your place, we're just going to walk back. I didn't have any wine. I didn't have any gin. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Everything's closed, but you just zap it. I'm like, what do you mean you zap it? It's like, yeah, you zap it. So she goes on her phone and puts in random stuff. We needed a roll of paper towels. We needed a bottle of gin. I needed some tonic. All of it delivered. A guy on a bike showed up within an hour.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, and they're all over London. So that's the kind of thing. I don't know how well that would work in the suburbs. I mean, it would...
It basically, they're trying to do this with Uber Eats, and but it's sort of like an after the fact I think DoorDash does it too. It's like, what do you want to add to your order? Do you need some aspirin for the hangover you're going to have after?
Notice you've ordered 4 bottles of gin.
Right, exactly. So, but it's not as, this was the most efficient way that I've seen home delivery. So hopefully Zap is coming to the U.S. soon.
I've been really happy with Instacart and the shoppers. I think the level of communication is amazing because they'll text you and be like, well, hey, they don't have this, but do you want this?
Right.
And, it's been, I don't know why I don't do it all the time. I have I don't get meat and fish at the grocery store because we order it through the butcher box. Or I'll go to, I've started going to the Amish market now for fish.
Ah, fantastic.
Which is amazing, right? And I'd like to kind of pick out my own produce. If it's something that I don't get in the farm box that I want to go and get for something I'm working on, I will go and do that. But all of the other stuff, staples and things like that, I love Instacart. And I love the fact that, go out to the tiki bar, go, guys are coming over to the game tomorrow. I need a 30-pack beer.
And it just comes.
Put it in the car, and it just comes.
Yeah, I agree. It is convenient. I'm a last-minute guy, and you always forget something. So where on Amazon or Instacart, it might take a whole day. It might be this Zap it's quicker than running out to the store yourself. So it's kind of like you were saying that the future of robots is it'll be a standard set and you'll download apps.
Yep.
Whoever created the Zap application, they figured it out and it's everywhere. And they keep their own warehouses.
That's cool.
So the stores can be closed. They're not going to a store and shopping for you. They're picking it out the way Amazon would. So anyway, very cool. I don't know how it'll work here, but I'm looking forward to it. All right. I want to congratulate a friend of mine who was installed last night at a star-studded gala, the Greater Bergen Realtors' new president, Jim Arakelian. What's going on, Jim? Good morning. And congrats.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. I know Doug Thompson's on the line, too. Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Good. Great to have you guys on. So, Jim, how does it feel like you are the new president of the Greater Bergen Realtors? This is a huge association. You've got almost 9,000 professionals in the group. How do you feel?
Yeah. It was kind of surreal last night. We had a great time. We celebrated our outgoing president. We celebrated, obviously, their new coming president. And we were fortunate enough to have both the incoming president from the State Association of Realtors and my good friend and CEO Doug Thompson with us to swear us in. So it was just a really great event, and looking forward to a great year next year. I think real estate is going to start popping again in New Jersey.
I think so too.
The market is definitely starting to turn. I think, the old saying goes, as Florida goes, the rest of America follows. And Florida is certainly seeing a bit of a downturn as far as prices, but an upturn in purchases. So we're excited. We're excited about our president bringing in new lower interest rates. And by the way, there is a Zap application for realtors for real estate. If you put your name and number into realtor.com, you'll have 100 realtors at your door.
I love that. Yeah. No kidding, Jim. That's why everybody gets nervous about it. But, it's interesting you say that. And Doug, maybe you could speak to this. I remember being in the real estate business for many, many years, still a licensed broker. I'm still a broker for Weikert Lead Network in Washington State and Massachusetts. Everyone was super concerned about the technology, but the reality is the technology enhanced the experience, but cannot replace the personal touch of an actual realtor. And we find there are more of them now than there were then.
No, Bill, I think you nailed the point there. It's that the personal touch that each and every one of our members brings, it really helps everyone with the buying, selling, or renting experience. We have 56,000 dedicated members across the state that are doing their best to make sure that homeownership is still can be the American dream. And even though prices are up in New Jersey almost 7% this year, my guys go out of their way to try to find a product that helps someone get into a home day in and day out.
Yeah.
And really, that's what we're focused in for the next year is how do we make New Jersey more affordable? Which that's not, you know, affordable housing. It's housing affordability. And there's so much that goes into that puzzle. And as an association, that's what we're here for, to say, how do we make New Jersey the place that we want to be, we want to raise our families?
What kind of impact, and this is not to get political, but Jim, you're going to probably see this firsthand, because I can answer my own question, the impact of Mamdani's election in New York. I believe you're going to have a flood of folks looking to buy homes out of the city, across the Hudson in New Jersey. We saw this during COVID, people fleeing the city. I think the same thing is already happening. But are you ready for this influx?
Well, you know, up here in Bergen County, of course, we are probably the most affected by that because of our location to New York City. And yes, we are already seeing, but we've seen it before. It's really nothing new.
Yeah,
it may be exasperated with the new election there and what's going to go on, depending on how much he's going to really follow through with the things, crazy things he's coming up with. But Bergen County is, you know, we have three different trains that go through here, two Sea Caucus, and then switches over. So we're booming here in Bergen County.
I love it. Well, look,
it's going to start to slow.
Jim, congratulations. Jim Arakelian, the new president of the Greater Bergen Association. And Doug, keep doing the great work that you're doing with New Jersey Realtors. Appreciate you guys.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. Great. Merry Christmas. You got it. 818, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
823 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas coming up very, very soon. Everyone except Governor Murphy, actually, because I don't think he's deserving of merry anything. Two things have happened in the last week, which are just grotesque. One, he continues to let murderers out of prison. I mean, what a slap in the face to all the hardworking law enforcement members, prosecutors, judges, juries who did the right thing, putting these scumbags away. And I guess we're going to shed a tear for cold-blooded killers now. Really, really grotesque, number one. Number two, I hope that we get some support from the federal government to sue New Jersey over the absurdity of rejecting the CDC guidelines. Let me say this to you guys. This hepatitis B shot, this idea that the CDC is saying, hey, it doesn't have to happen for newborns. Give it 2 months because we have to protect informed consent. And shame on any of these big hospitals, and you know who you are, who are going to push this nonsense on newborns and moms who are just recovering from the birthing process, and all of a sudden you're sticking all these jabs in their babies. Meanwhile, the CDC is being very smart and very measured. You know, the CDC is not saying don't give the kids the Hep B shot. They're saying give it 2 months to allow for informed consent of mom and dad. That's a smart thing to do. And by the way, for all that RFK is portrayed as this radical anti-vaxxer, this is the most measured decision that I think you can imagine coming from the federal government. So the question is, what is wrong with New Jersey? Like, shame on Murphy. Shame on all of the cast of characters in big pharma and big medicine. You guys don't care about your patients. You don't care about mom and dad or baby. It's just money to you. So are you afraid that moms might say, you know, now that I'm informed, I do not consent? Well, this is America. And the fact that big pharma is building their hundreds of billions of dollars on the back of mandates is disgusting. I mean, what it tells me is, hey, mom and dad, think about having your kids anywhere but New Jersey. No wonder why people move to states where freedom and consent and information are valued and parental rights. I think it is absolutely atrocious, and I'm asking the new governor, incoming Governor Mikey Sherrill, do the right thing. Give parents a choice. You should be, Mikey, you should be a champion of informed consent. It's outrageous to me that we even have to have this conversation. What do you think? The CDC is passing guidelines down because they want to, we're going to hurt those babies by delaying the shots for 2 months. Come on. We can't have nice things if the radicals rule either side of the aisle. We need common sense. There are plenty of smart doctors in Washington that are making these recommendations. There's no reason not to slow the roll on anything you stick into your body or your kid's body. And the idea that we came to this smart delay for informed consent should be celebrated. The problem is the radicals on either side won't let us have a conversation. It's one or the other. And you know, incoming Governor Mikey Sherrill, I hope that you're strong enough, measured enough, and common sense minded enough to not just knee-jerk react and hate everything that comes out of the Trump administration. A lot of the things coming out of the administration are pretty smart policy. Embrace the things that are smart policy. Fight the things that you think are really bad, but don't pretend that somehow the CDC wants to hurt children. And thank God for Phil and Tammy Murphy standing up for the kids to get the jab when they're born. Come on, guys. All right. How do you feel about these new rules? And do you agree with me that New Jersey needs to get in line with parental rights and informed consent? 1-800-283-101.5-828. It's the time. Eric Scott with your news next. .38 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. All right, we're talking about the Hep B shot. And, you know, it's such a slap in the face, this governor. Not only that he decides that he knows better than the smart folks at the CDC on something that is so basic. And guys, the CDC, when it was completely politicized under Joe Biden, and quite honestly, I know my Trump friends get super mad anytime I'm critical of 45, 47, but the CDC was politicized under Trump too. If we recall Warp Speed and all the nonsense surrounding COVID, but this is not that. This is a really measured approach by the CDC. And remember, this is all coming from this MAHA mandate from Robert Kennedy Jr. And, you know, RFK, if you listen to the news reports about him, you'd think he's full on lost his mind. So the fact that you get this really super measured policy of saying, hey, how about instead of at birth, we just like give it a beat and wait a couple minutes and then you can go ahead and get the shots when you have your information. So I think it is a real slap in the face to parents, parental rights, and anybody with a half a brain, knowing that what we now know about how deadly the COVID shots were, how everybody that's vaccinated, boosted, etc. How many times you guys gotten COVID, right? 9 times? Yeah, those of us that refuse the vax, yeah, don't get it. So we know that the government lies to us. And all this is a pause so that you're not forced to get this shot as soon as the baby pops out. There's nothing wrong with that. And our government in this state should go along with that. Otherwise, I would hope the federal government would sue New Jersey and try to force the issue, because somebody's got to stand up for parental rights. Let's go to John in Manalapan. Hey, John. What do you think?
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm great.
New incoming governor. If I can only pray that our incoming governor hears what I'm about to tell you, okay? As a father of four children, biological, obviously.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, 20 years ago, born in Phoenix, Arizona, got her hepatitis shot, everything you're supposed to do, ends up, long story short, ends up getting vaccine injured for life.
So sorry.
7 years, we spent time getting her mainstreamed and all that. So then we had three other children. We come to Jersey, and you have a child in the delivery room. This mm-hmm. happened to me three times. Three children. My wife, it was unfortunately, she had to have cesarean all three times. So when she has the baby, she's out cold for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. There's no mm-hmm. talking. So everything lands on the father in the delivery room, mm-hmm. right? Baby pops out, blood everywhere. It almost looks like a crime scene in the delivery room. During a C-section, and then the nurse hands you the baby. You don't know if the baby has any kind of mental issue. You don't know nothing.
No.
Zero.
Right. It's like a little alien just came out. I got it.
No underlying condition. You know nothing. The baby could be 4 pounds, 6 pounds, 8 pounds, 7 pounds. Every single one of them gets the same shot.
Right.
Hepatitis B shot. It's one. They're treating it as a one size fits all.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's wrong with that child when that baby comes out. You don't know if they're going to get a reaction. You know nothing. So I refused it. I fought with every nurse, every doctor. They make you sign a paper. Your child can die if you don't sign this. They literally belittle you.
Well, it's a moneymaker. That's all. They're protecting big pharma profits. And that's why I take issue with these big hospitals. It's why one of the reasons why I walked the picket lines with the nurses who were striking against one of these big brother hospitals.
Yeah.
You got to stand up for people. And this idea that we are afraid of informed consent. The reason, John, is they're afraid that once you are informed, you will not consent. That's what they're afraid of.
Let me ask you a question. Why is informed consent good for one side of the medical bill? When they want to fight about women's right for abortion and all that, which is fine. I don't get involved in that. It's not my business. Women should have a right to make a decision for whatever. Why is it okay for?
Well, that's precise. But there isn't even honestly, John, in the abortion industry in New Jersey, there isn't informed consent. Planned Parenthood does not give these women the information that they should have. The pregnancy resource centers do, and that's why 85% of the women that go through these pregnancy resource centers decide to have the baby. Because they're like, this is the problem, John. This governor, and I suspect the incoming governor, and I'm going to give her about 4 minutes on the benefit of the doubt to prove me wrong. But you tell me why it's against why they stand against common sense, allowing mom and dad to make a decision. We obviously have so many issues of vaccine injury and bad reactions, and they don't want to address it. Anyway, John, I got to jump, but hey, man, praying for you and your family. Merry Christmas to you. Everybody else, hang in there. We'll be right back. 844, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Not what I pictured, but okay. Me either. But I like it. I was wondering what you two were up to over there while I was going through my forecast.
We now hear keywords and get triggered and songs appear.
I love it. That's the magic of radio right there. This is amazing.
So they are going to tumble.
They are going to tumble. 20 degrees tomorrow afternoon.
That's a big tumble.
That's a big tumble.
It's almost a fall. It's like a trip and fall.
It's like a spill. Yeah.
It's a spill. It actually reminds me of the trucks that flipped over on the parkway earlier, or the on 130 earlier today. All right, but when you say tumble, though, like 60 down, back down to 40s,
50s and maybe to 30s during the course of the afternoon, we'll be in the 20s again by tomorrow night. So anything wet is going to freeze again, and it's going to be a mess.
This potentially hitting 60 is going to be like a 6 hour thing.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's going to be raining at the time. So hard to
crappy,
enjoy
crappy drive-in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's about the gist of it.
When we leave the show at 10, what am I driving back in?
Probably still raining. The heaviest stuff is done at that point. I don't think the big blustery cool-down really hits until closer to noon. That's the way the timing plays out. That's when we dry out, and then the big blustery cool-down kind of moves in the afternoon.
What's going to happen to – it's going to puddle?
Ah. Everything that melts.
And it's going to freeze.
It's going to be cold as ice.
You're as cold as ice.
Nice. We can just keep going. You can almost do the whole show just on this.
Good. I'll go home. I'll rest my voice. We can just do the forecast and songs.
Forecast
good to me.
Brought to you by your musical entertainment. I love it. All right. So if you are concerned about the weather, there's some good news. Today, you can head over to the Flemington Department Store, one of Jody's favorite places in New Jersey. It's a great department store if you haven't been there. Owner Marty Resnick is opening the doors from 4 to 7. There'll be a bunch of musical artists there, including my friend John DeRosa, who is a great singer. And if you don't know John, he's got a label that he got picked up on, Deco Entertainment, Galaxy Class Records in Nashville. And he performs all over the state. He's got some incredible, incredible patriotic songs. John is a really, really good dude. But you can go get some musical entertainment, and they'll be signing autographs, etc. Bring the kids. A lot of fun. Great, great way to bring in the holiday. Flemington Department Store, 4 to 7 today. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, if you've got an event you want to plug, I'm happy to take your call. And, you know, I'm in the Christmas mood now. Like, here we are. It's like 10 minutes from now. But I will take your call, Paul. Right on the other side, you'll be first, because I want to address your issue about the Department of Health. I think it's a valid one. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 854 is the time. Let's do news with Eric Scott next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Well, let's wrap up this conversation about the vaccine schedule and the recommendations of the CDC, and another embarrassing turn. Not only has Governor Murphy released 31 killers, but they're now resisting and fighting back and saying, no, we're going to jab your kid as they're popping out. That's it. Let's go to Paul in Whippany. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Bill. Glad to have you back on again.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. It's really good to be back. It was like coming home.
It's great. Hey, thank you so much for all that you do. And I was in Trenton testifying on Monday on mm-hmm. the 8th. And going from this ACIP, that's the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices with mm-hmm. RFK Jr. And they just want to do gold standard studies, which have never been done, actually, because they've done studies on a vaccine compared to another vaccine, not a placebo. So they're not doing a true study. So this is what RFK wants to do. So couple things. My kids, my oldest one, I have three, and the oldest one vaccinated for like 3.5 years, and she had some skin problems and stomach problems. Mm-hmm. And then we stopped when I started reading books on it. And my other two never had one vaccine ever.
And how were they?
Great, fit, healthy.
Right.
And my son wrestled from first grade to 12th grade.
Yeah.
Sweat, blood, throw up, no problems.
No problem.
Yeah, I did my own clinical study. I'm a father. Yeah. You know, I know how to take care of my kids. And I'm with you, Paul.
This whole idea what COVID did was it was such a mind virus that people started to believe the BS from Big Pharma and these big hospitals. And, what they want you to believe is that your body is weak and that you have no natural immunity. And they laughed at us like natural immunity. And I'm now I'm 5 years in now where I haven't been to a doctor, and I'm I haven't missed a day at work. So you tell me, you know, and I'm going to be 57 next March, coming up in March. So the point is, Paul, look, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I get it. I feel bad that they so ruined the reputation of the medical community that there are so many people now that are like, forget it. I don't want any help from you. And I'm not here to say that every vaccine is bad. I don't know. Maybe there is something to it. But don't tell me that Big Pharma knows best, because I'm not buying it.
Well, here you go. You have the American Academy of Family Physicians, American Medical Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, American
terrible.
College of Physicians,
yep.
American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. This is what the DOH is going to.
That's right.
Guess what? For the last 30 years plus, they haven't figured out what's causing autism.
No.
This is insanity.
You know what I think, Paul? I think they know. And I think they're flat out lying about it. I don't believe for one minute that the minute they told us, don't do your own research, it's totally debunked that vaccines cause autism. Yeah, well, okay. Then what else is the problem? Is it the poison in the food supply, the water supply? Because guess what? All the things that modernity was supposed to be solving for us has now exacerbated and made worse, whether it's allergies to certain foods, whether it is your own compromised immune system. I don't think it's by accident, Paul, that people are on their 19th booster shot are the sickest people we know.
Yeah, and Bill, everybody that got the shot, I'm pretty sure they got COVID anyway. So you know what?
Absolutely.
It's like a virus. We got it. We got over it. You know, if you have different things going on, you take extra precautions. You
Paul,
know, that's on you.
COVID, but COVID was a cold. And it was cold. That's what it was. And the idea that they act like, well, you know, the shot prevented you from death. No. And let me tell you something. God help the people, and the doctors know who they are, the ones that killed patients when they prescribed remdesivir and these other things, when they knew that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin would have solved the problem and people walked out of the hospital within hours. They knew that, but they refused it. I mean, I've had these conversations with my friend John Coyle, great attorney in Morris County, and he represented a family. The family doctor wanted to give the mom ivermectin. The doctor at the hospital, I'm not going to name him because they're so litigious, but you know, they refused, and the woman died while they were on a Zoom call with the judge trying to force them to give her the prescription that the doctor wanted. Right. So Paul, you're not wrong, and I'm glad you shared that you got healthy kids that didn't get the vaccine. They're the healthiest kids out there because as a dad, as a mom, as parents, we are charged with protecting our children. And the idea that things are forced on our kids for profit and for fear, that's wrong. And that's what RFK is solving. So anyway,
yep. And here there's Supreme Court rulings about how God entrusted the parents to take charge of their kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're left holding the bag anyway if something happens. So
I know.
It's just it's insanity. And you know, all these guys like Malone, they were silenced. And now they're able to speak because of Trump, you know. So thank God for Trump for that.
Thank God. I say this. This is why I get so mad at the Trump, cult members. I'm like, guys, thank God for Donald Trump. But don't get mad at me when I criticize some of the things that he does. Because don't forget, Trump gave us warp speed. And that was absolutely one of the worst things that could have happened. What Donald Trump should have done is he should have never worn the mask, never taken a shot, stood up and said, you know what? We're going to go back to a little bit of recent history. You look at the flu season in 2018. You look back at the swine flu. Look at all these things where we didn't panic. We didn't shut down neighborhood schools and businesses. People got over it. Natural immunity, herd immunity kicked in, and we were fine. And the idea that they relate vaccines to herd immunity is absolutely ridiculous. It is, I believe, one of the biggest lies that they have perpetrated on us. And, you know, I've decided to dedicate my time to saying, I'm just going to prove the point. I'm never taking another shot for any of this stuff. And let's see what happened. Anyway, Paul, I got to jump. I can talk to you all day. Thank you. Appreciate you. Merry Christmas, man. Anthony, hang in there. First thing I'm going to do on the other side of traffic and weather is bring you our Earth Treasures hometown hero. And then, Anthony, I'm looking forward to having your conversation. 916, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good.
It is a snapping song, Dan. Weather through song. We committed to it.
This is brilliant.
We're all in.
I wish everybody could see what goes on behind the scenes as I'm reading the weather, and you two conspire like, oh, got the perfect song. Oh, pull it up real quick. Hurry up. And then you two are just like giggling.
I give Kathy all the credit. This is an underrated song.
Sunny day, because I love a rainy night.
It's a feel-good song. Community is going to suck.
Yes, it is.
Well, I love a rainy night.
Gotta love it.
Well, I love
All right, it's 9:23. I am Bill Spadia, and it is time for this hour's Earth Treasures in Eatontown and the New Jersey 101.5 Hometown Hero, nominated by Colleen Flanagan. Today's Hometown Hero is Tony Flego from Little Silver. Tony Flego teaches religion at Red Bank Catholic, coaches softball and freshman football, and mentors young men as a role model both on and off the field. He also leads Catholic Athletes for Christ, helping students grow in faith, character, and leadership. Beyond school, Tony organizes food drives that support pantries across Monmouth County. And even with aching hips and knees, he never lets anything slow him down when somebody needs help. At home, Tony's a hero for his wife, Deb, their four kids, and their two grandsons. He never says no when being asked for help, and always does it with a smile. Anthony Tony Flego, thank you for your faith, leadership, and dedication to your students, your family, and your community. You are a true hometown hero. Both Colleen and our hometown hero, Tony, will get a $100 Earth Treasures gift card. And Tony is now in the running for a $3,000 Earth Treasures grand prize. I'll recognize one more hometown hero tomorrow morning at 9:10. If you'd like to nominate your own unsung hometown hero, go to the website, nj1015.com, and click Nominate Hometown Heroes. It is 9:25 on New Jersey 101.5. I do want to thank Bet Parks Casino for sponsoring Chime Time. And I want to wrap the day up. Let's just talk briefly about this idea that I think New Jersey is dangerously teetering on a one-party state. And the challenge is that everything is politicized. The governor, in response to a push for law and order and law enforcement, decides he's going to spend his last year in office freeing murderers from prison. I mean, you can't make this up. And the Department of Health, for their part, is going to just buy into the whole big hospital and big pharma lobby. And by the way, they're bullies. These big hospitals, these big pharma companies, they're bullies. I can tell you that firsthand, how I have been treated at when they don't like something I say. You can't imagine behind the scenes the grief you got to deal with these big bullies. It's disgusting. And, you know, what the real message is I don't know that you can trust the medical community in New Jersey. Because how is it possible that the medical community is supporting the governor in his defiance of the Trump administration, which is not to force anything on anybody, but say, we just want informed consent. And, you know, I've talked about this before. I mean, I just had a little spat with another member of Congress. I don't know if she's going to make the hate-o-meter when I come back in 2 weeks, but maybe. Because I say the truth. There's no such thing as a trans kid. There are kids with mental illness. There are kids that are being groomed by evil parents. There are kids that are being groomed by the NJEA and the drag queens and all that. Yeah, that happens. There are kids that act out. But this whole idea that big hospitals and big pharma have made money on puberty blockers and mutilating children for something called gender affirming. Let me tell you what gender affirming is. Affirming your biology. That's the only gender affirming there should be. No, Johnny, you're not a girl, you're a boy. There's no such thing as a boy becoming a girl. Can't do it. Can't do it even for adults. You can pretend, you can play dress up, you can mutilate your body, you can take all kinds of drugs, but you can't become a woman if you're a man. It's just that simple. It's logic. We all know the truth, but sometimes and oftentimes big hospitals and big pharma, they deny the truth. And now they're going so far as to say, you don't have a choice as a young mom. We don't want you to have informed consent because whether it's the Hep B shot or any of these shots, because if you have too much information, you might not consent to our profiteering. That's what's going on. All right. Your last thoughts coming up after the news. 9:27, Eric Scott with your news now. Nine 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. So I'm going to be, my last show for the year is tomorrow, Eric. This is it.
Yay.
I am. Nice. Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, you're jetting off to London.
No, I know.
Where are you flying out of?
You know what? Boy. See, this is a sore subject.
Okay, sorry.
Because here's why. Because I'm not going to say I'm cheap.
I'll say it.
So the best prices, and quite honestly, the best timing was out of Newark.
Okay.
The problem is, I can't believe I'm about to say this, because it's actually, it causes pain. I have a connection. And for years, Alyssa's been there for 10 years. I've never flown with a connection.
Where is the connection?
D.C.
What? So you're flying from...
It's so bad.
Ugh.
So I'm done. I don't know when I'm going to get there. And because I changed the schedule around, because at first we were going to go to San Diego and see Michael, and then Michael's like, Mom and Dad, he's low man. So he's got to work Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. Yep. There's no, you know, in the finance world, that's it. If the market's open, they're working. And he gets most of Christmas Day off. He has to be connected, but if anything, you know, blows up or comes up. But he's like, it's not enough time. So Jody and I are like, all right, you know what? We saw him for a couple of weeks over Thanksgiving. That was great. Everybody was home. So I rebooked the flight, and I could have flown out of Philly, but it was a few hundred dollars more. I'm going to regret not spending that extra.
I think you will.
I think so. So we fly from Newark to D.C.,
oh, God.
2-hour layover, then D.C. to London. Now, my thought process is we're going to be late out of Newark because it's a night flight.
Yep.
So we're like last in line. And what happens if I miss my connection?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. What can I say? I deserve all the ridicule that's going on in your head right now that I can feel.
I just, you know what? It's a couple hundred dollars is a lot of money. But this is what we talk about when we travel all the time is what is your time and stress level worth?
I know.
I mean, what's your time and stress level worth?
Right.
I was going to say, well, why don't you just take a train down to D.C. and spend the night there?
Well, I thought that. And the flight to D.C., when I separated it out, is super cheap.
Yeah.
It would end up costing me more because I tried to book the flight directly from D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
That round trip was like $1,000 more.
More?
More. So the people going that are going to board the plane in D.C.
Yeah.
Are paying more than I paid for the Newark, D.C., London. I don't know how they calculate their pricing. How is that possible?
I will never
understand. Does that make sense?
No, I will never understand airline pricing. We are very fortunate in that we have always had outstanding travel agents who navigate that stuff. So we fly. I usually use my credit card points. I haven't paid cash for an airline flight in I can't even remember how long. But she's so wonderful. She will actually go through and she will say, these are the best flights that match up. These are the cheapest flights. This is what you could. And then she'll send me that itinerary. Then I call the travel arm of my credit card and say, these are the flights I want. And then give them my points.
So this is because you're friends with her.
Well, it's just we do a lot of business with her. And, you know, she...
I mean, that's a great... that's who you want to have.
Yeah. Because she's booking the resort or wherever else we're going.
She's making something.
Yeah, she's making... But she will say, you know, are you booking this with points? Yes. All right, well, here's what I found. Here's these flights.
Yeah, because if you call... And I've done this. If you call... I know you issues with American Express. I understand. Yeah. I love it because just convenient for me. But I've tried to book airline travel through Amex.
Yeah.
Way more expensive. It's not worth it. There's no return. The cheapest conversion of points on Amex, the best for a consumer is Amazon. And that's where I use all my points.
You're right. It's
like the closest to point to dollar that you get.
I will say the one, and I'm not going to mention the credit card name, but it's the one travel card that we have.
Yeah.
It is, I have to pay a fee for it every year, and it irritates me that I have to do that. But when I look at what I ultimately save, particularly on our travel, and I can call any time of the day or night and get a live person from Kentucky or, you know, someplace like that, it's worth it. And
You get an American on the phone?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that?
And it is, I will just call up and say, I want this flight, this day, here's the flight number, this is what I'm going to do, They punch it in. They do the conversion. And it hasn't cost me money out of my pocket in years. Years.
And you keep getting miles back.
Correct.
Yeah, my miles are way up now. And I most of my miles are on Continental. So yeah. I use a Continental. Did I just say that?
No, just say Continental doesn't exist anymore.
I just literally just aged myself.
American? United?
United, help.
Okay.
My brain just stopped working.
Yeah.
Wow, I just flashed back to Continental.
Yeah, I think it was...
I hated Continental, by the way.
I flew it all the time because they flew back and forth to Buffalo. So when I wanted to see my family, that's what I
flew it all the time, too, because it was D.C.
Yep.
to Providence
yep.
was Continental.
But I will tell you, and it was funny because United is the suckiest airline that ever has been
you
created.
Hate United. But that's where all my points are. You fly American now.
Well, I do now. Right. So, but when we flew United, when United bought Continental or absorbed Continental,
yeah.
you could always tell, were you getting a Continental crew or were you getting a United crew? Because if you got the Continental crew, you actually got a smile, you got a hello, you got your pre-flight drink, you know, and said, what else can we do for you? And United, nope. No. It's like, this is a United.
Well, trip. I'll tell you, we flew American. Was it the Idaho trip? I think so. And I did the car service, the valet at Philadelphia Airport, which was mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing.
And by the way, cheaper than leaving the car in the short-term parking.
Yes.
So worked out. The flight was comfortable. The staff was great. I like American too. I don't know. I'm aggravated because I'm not even aggravated that I have to change planes. I'm concerned because I can tell you my connection from Boise, we were running to the flight.
That's a terrible feeling. That is a terrible feeling.
And the guy was a jerk to me. Yeah. I'm like, hey, are you sure? They're like, we don't book it if you can't make it. Like, excuse me, dude. Whoa. Like, you know, you got to work the weekend. Uh-huh. Don't take it out on me.
Right. It's,
wow.
I feel for you, man. I mean, that's, it isn't. It's not worth the stress. I will avoid connections like the plague. Yeah. I will pay more not to have to do that.
It's smart. Now, the good news is our flight home is direct.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm thrilled about that. So as long as
that's almost better because you just,
you want to get
put
there.
The mask on and go to sleep.
You want to be done. You want to be out. I the good news for me is I fall asleep as they are closing the door. I'm done. I'm out. I can sleep anywhere. I like to try. It's actually flying is my most peaceful time because I just relax. I'm not in charge of the plane. I can't do anything about it. If something goes wrong, I relax. I have a drink and I'm out.
Yeah. See, Sandra, I can do that. Sandra cannot. She has to. I'll do that. I'll fall asleep. She has now chitty-chatted with everybody in every seat around us and knows their entire life story from birth till now.
Oh, no.
And
I put in the earbuds,
right?
Even if they're not on. 9:46, fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, trust New Jersey 101.5 for the critical updates you need. Our award-winning weather and traffic team provides the latest weather details, road conditions, and more. While your app may give you updates, we go beyond the surface to explain the why behind the weather. For real-time, insightful coverage during severe weather, turn to New Jersey 101.5.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I got to get out of here. Just want to address a couple things on the app chat. Jessica in Lawrenceville, congratulations on your pregnancy. I will be writing about this. I'll try to get a post up tomorrow. If anybody knows Jessica in Lawrenceville, that she's concerned about what Murphy did. And just very quickly, Murphy is pushing back against the CDC recommendations, and Department of Health and the hospitals here in New Jersey are saying, nope, we got to give you the Hep B shot at birth. And look, you as parents have to make these decisions. Government should not be making these decisions for you. All right, guys, I hope you have an awesome, awesome rest of your day. Merry Christmas. It's just around the corner. Tomorrow's going to be a rough commute, so just pay attention and be careful. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6.